the city that is raised by sound, the station that's raised by sound, and we got a very special episode for you today. We have artist, arranger, multi-hyphenate musician, jazz lover, Zen Desire in studio with us. How's it going?
It's Desire. Great. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Know. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for joining. Excited to talk to you about your upcoming show.
Yeah.
Which is this Friday at the Cove on Broad. Zen Desire with the Desire Davila Quintet. 7 to 11 p.m. July 24th, this Friday at the Cove.
Ooh, I need a correction on that time. We played 7 to 11 last night.
Yes.
So I got confused. It's actually going to be 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. this Friday, the 24th.
Perfect. Yeah. 8 p.m. to 11:30.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from this show? Like, you were giving me some details before we hopped on.
Yeah. So I have been immersing myself in networking in the local jazz community, which I just discovered that we have this year. And so through those connections, I've been able to enlist a band of incredible jazz musicians who are going to help me expand on the work that I've been doing as a guitarist and a singer. So we're going to be doing arrangements of original songs that I've accumulated over the years. We're also going to be interpreting some of my favorite R&B and hip hop songs through jazz. And it's going to be beautiful. It's gonna be a great time. We're gonna have fun. I'm very excited to show you all what we have in store for you.
I'm excited because I feel like I want more showcases of jazz in the city because we're often known as like the blues or the rock or the, you know, hip hop, all of that very true and valid and real.
Yeah.
But also, we have a legendary jazz history in this city.
We do. And I've just been able to learn about that through networking with the current jazz musicians who are carrying the torch. And it's really awesome. We have a thriving jazz community here. And I would encourage everybody to come out to the jazz jams. The Crosstown Concourse hosts a great monthly jazz jam at the Green Room. It's always on a Tuesday. Always a great time. There's also a local jazz jam that I go to every Tuesday, which is at the Cove, where my show will be. It is from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. every Tuesday, hosted by the committee. Mm-hmm. If you all are interested, this coming Tuesday is actually going to be hosted by the guitarist, Aiden Mills, phenomenal jazz guitarist. He's going to be in my band on Friday as well, since Pat Fusco is out of town. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the committed instead of the committee.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for the show. Let's get into the first song. What's Wrong With You? Anything you want to say, or you want to get into it after?
Let's listen to it and see how it feels first.
Perfect. What's Wrong With You, Zen Desire?
Save your games for me, little boy. You talked your talk and now I'm annoyed. Standing tall when you keep falling short. This mission failed and it's time to abort. You lose, and you win sometimes. I tried and looked to the skies. Why you couldn't just be a decent guy? A kiss, a hug won't fix it this time. I can't stay on this pendulum swing. Wild, I'm wild, cowgirl in the ring. You lie, and I'm passionately ready to beat you. But I can't, so I sing. I tried to make it happen. I tried to let you in. You let me feel the magic
I'll let you let me sin. And I know that this is tragic, but I wish you wouldn't be this disrespectful. We could have been something special. Been something special.
Zen Desire, what's wrong with you?
Man, that's a crazy question to ask me on the air. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's my song, What's Wrong With You. I wrote that in 2019. It's always been beautiful to perform for people because they receive it very well. I love hearing people's feedback and that they tell me my music is very soothing and calming, because honestly, that's where it comes from. When I'm writing, oftentimes I'm trying to calm myself from things that life brings. So
absolutely, that's we're all music people in this room, and I feel like music, as cheesy as it sounds, music is truly healing. And like, I think different, you know, vibrations carry different healing properties, and you know, whatever that might be.
Yeah,
I think, you know,
it's very true. You know, I've been looking into and studying engineering and sonics and vibrations, and I came across some material that said everything is vibration. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was incredibly fascinating because I have synesthesia, so I hear colors, I see colors when I hear music, and yeah, it's such an intrinsic part of my creative process that I don't know how to separate from it. And so I've been working to try to understand that better so that I can use it to continue doing the work that I love. But you're absolutely right. Music is healing. And that is one of the biggest reasons why I am here today and being brave and putting my soul out there and sharing this music with you all, is because it has helped to heal me from the things that I've struggled with. And it is my prayer that somebody else could garner some benefit from it too.
Absolutely. That is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And the reason I love music so much.
Likewise.
Absolutely. And
jazz especially, you know, mm-hmm. There's no ego in jazz. It's all about the pursuit of mastery and service to the music itself.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why I feel so at home in the jazz community, is because we're all trying to get better. And so it naturally creates a spirit of collaboration and nurturing and iron sharpening iron. So
absolutely.
That, yeah, we're always getting better and making more beautiful music.
Exactly. I love, like, you know, I think about John Coltrane and Alice Coltrane, like they were the, you know, father and mother of like everything that came after them. And like, I'm reading this book right now that talks about how they just were trying to reflect the sound in the world and weren't really focused on like writing out music, but just trying to like reflect their thoughts and feelings and explore that through music. And instead of like thinking about it as a piece of music, which is extremely interesting and beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great approach. And one of the things I love about approaching jazz as a philosophy and a way of life, a lifestyle, because making music is intrinsic to who I am as a person, expressing yourself, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to hop into Nightmares Interlude?
Absolutely. Nice. I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs that I've recorded. This specific recording.
Yeah.
Because I woke up from a bad dream, and this was the first thing that came to my consciousness. So essentially, the song came to me in the dream.
Wow.
I woke up, and I heard the guitar in my mind, and I recorded it, and then I think I wrote these lyrics sort of like a stream of consciousness thing, you know, the thoughts that you have when you first wake up. And then I just sang it, and it became this recording, and you can hear the sleep in my voice,
yeah,
and you can hear the looping, the mental looping that happens. Yep. And so this is a special one to me that I'm eager for you guys to hear.
Awesome. Let's do it. Nightmares Interlude.
Mm-hmm.
been trust been broke. I've got to get up again. Lovely to try to pretend that I felt like a normal person. I dreamt about all my exes. They don't want me as a friend. Love lost was also a blessing. It's cool to try to pretend. I forget all them humans. I know what it means to move on. I also get down on torture, dragging my heart through the grass, binding together with love songs. And all times where I try to pretend, I feel like a normal human. I am a lovely woman. You know I've been called a gem. Songs I've written or all times where I lived in sin. I know what it means to be human. That's why I get up again. Nightmares about all my exes. Maybe we try to be friends. If things could have ended up different, sometimes I love to pretend. Just being broke, I got to get up again. Nightmares about all my exes. I got to be a human. Get up and get dressed for work. I'll get in my car and replay all the songs that I've written. I wish I could travel far, 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 far.
That was Nightmares Interlude. Quick question.
Yes.
I've been wondering, who are your biggest musical inspirations?
I'm so happy you asked. All right. So if anybody needs to know anything about me and my influences, Amy Winehouse is the core of what I do. I picked up guitar at the time that she passed, mm-hmm. and I discovered her music on YouTube. And so as beautiful as Back to Black is, I love that record. My favorite record by her has always been Frank. And
yes.
my favorite era of her has always been when she was singing and playing guitar in malls to promote her album.
Yeah.
And it was just her. And then she expanded that into playing with a live band with
yep.
jazz musicians,
mm-hmm.
Full horn sections and everything like that, which is exactly kind of the journey that I'm moving through. But the root of what she does is based in the philosophy of jazz. You know, she's candid in her songwriting. She's using seventh chords and extended chords,
mm-hmm.
which I've been studying jazz theory for over 15 years and just entered into the jazz community. But that's always informed the style of music that I create is
yeah.
chord melody, rhythm guitar, the candid lyrics,
mm-hmm.
the honesty, emotional resonance and storytelling is the basis of what that era of her is. And to this day, the basis of what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's, of course, Amy Winehouse, the GOAT,
yes.
obviously.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
No one has ever debated that ever. So.
And I love that is true because she was so herself.
Yeah.
And she continued to become more herself. And because she was brave enough to be who she truly
mm-hmm.
was, everybody supported her. I mean, she
Absolutely.
Had producers and those musicians and engineers. They all just nurtured her into
mm-hmm.
the flourishing artist that she became.
Absolutely. Are there any others that off top.
Yeah, Aaliyah has been a huge influence for me, and that has grown over the years, more so in the last 10 years. I didn't grow up listening to her, but she quietly became one of my favorite artists. She is incredibly sincere in her music.
Yeah.
Her songwriting is beautiful. It's clean. It's palatable for everybody. It's timeless. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's futuristic. It always sounds ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And her calmness and her confidence in who she is always speaks through her music.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wisdom that is intrinsic to who she was that I love how it is ingrained into her lyricism.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Oh, and if you guys have never watched a live performance of Aaliyah singing, go on YouTube after this and watch her sing live, because she was not only an incredible recording artist, but an amazing performing artist.
Yes.
And people underscore how difficult it is to sing in front of people and do it very well. It takes a lot of technique and practice.
Yes.
So I've, yeah.
Absolutely.
She's been it for me lately.
Of course, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, do you want to hop into the next song?
I would love to.
Good Coffee.
Yes.
Up next. Let's go.
Can I say a little bit?
Yes.
My best friend and I, Ronan Zen Arakawa, we wrote this in 2017 on my porch. We live in the country. And so you can hear the nature sounds in the background, which I just think is wonderful.
Absolutely.
And we recorded this in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and mastered it with Jacob Church. Thank you for all your help mastering my record Evolution, which is out on all platforms, Zen Desire. But yeah, this song is very special to me because it really captures the moment that we were in. It's jazz and that we freestyled this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing guitar and singing. He's rapping over it. And to me, it really epitomizes what I love about jazz, which is that it's capturing a moment of shared music.
Absolutely. Let's get it. Good Coffee.
Spot me up. You're the one, the only one who This is not another love song. This is not a rolling tree song. Let me up, baby, spark me up. You're the liver to my earthy toys, lift me up. This is not another love song. This is not a rolling. This is not another love song. 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 This is not another love song.
Paradox pairing with time.
What the
fuck? I thought she was gonna go, yo. Find her, I'm fickle with feelings. Sometimes they be hiding, hiding my hunger to floss. I feel on a daily like sorta or kinda. Soldier, I'm fighting your fortress. Deny me an access, whatever I'm cooling. Fuck what you doing, long as you don't give what I had to others. Why we so fucked up, it's too complicated.
This is not another love song. This is not another love song. This is not.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And I love the like atmospheric, like, yeah, the ambiance atmospheric element to it in the background, like the field recording kind of sound to it.
That's so ingrained into my recording process. I almost don't know how to exist without it, you know, trying to record in a more professional space. I just love, like I said earlier, capturing the moment that I'm in. I feel like that's when that emotion truly comes out. And if anything, I kind of prefer those initial takes, even with their flaws and their nuances, because that's exactly how I felt.
Absolutely.
Captured in time, you know?
Absolutely. So I was wondering.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, please ask.
What's the story of how you first started exploring your creativity through music? Like, how old were you? When did you start? What was your first medium?
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful question. Thank you for asking. I was probably a small child, like a baby.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I had cognizance to absorb sound, my older siblings were in the band when I was younger. So I was at their rehearsals all the time, and I had like, what, a 200-piece band, marching band, like drums beating in my chest as a child, and grew up with my mom's musical influences. So all that being said, keyboards were put around me from a young age. I learned how to sing by trying to sing along to the songs that my older siblings showed me at the time.
Yeah.
And so from there, it was latent. I did visual art up until middle school when I picked up guitar, discovered Amy, and then found out I could sing and play guitar at the same time. I won first place in my eighth grade talent show, first time ever performing live like that. And I've been doing it ever since.
Absolutely. Those early talent show memories are core for me too, because that was the first time it was the sixth grade talent show for me.
Okay.
And I remember, you know, I played Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Really?
On my guitar, just me up there. No, yeah. No band, nothing. Just me.
That's
on
incredible.
Guitar.
It's difficult.
It is. Yeah. And you know, I was such a little nerd, and I was like, and then I went up there. But anyway, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That's so cool. But yeah, music has always been a part of my mm-hmm. life and who I am. Like I said, it's a way of life for me.
Absolutely.
I make songs to metabolize emotions.
Yeah.
And I woke up one day as an adult and I was like, you know, I keep doing this. I think I should do it professionally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it keeps happening.
Absolutely. And yeah. Here we are.
Yes, here we are.
Next up, last song is Chai Tea.
Any words about Chai Tea? This song has nothing to do with Chai Tea. I named it that because I love poetry and philosophy and things. So the reason that this song is named Chai Tea is because it reminds me of a warm, spicy, soothing beverage.
Yeah.
And I became a chai connoisseur after I wrote this. It's soothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Even though it's calming, it also has some rather difficult emotions embodied mm-hmm. in it. And to me, that the equivalent of that in poetry is chai, a cup of chai, man. So
absolutely.
Enjoy the warm beverage.
Awesome. Chai tea. So, Chai Tea, beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Dense lyrics, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
thank you so much for coming by the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Allowing
this
me
was
to
so
share.
Much fun.
I agree.
Yes, some beautiful music. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you can go find music, Zen Desire.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So two of the songs that we played for you today are released. Is that right? Let me see. What's wrong? Thank you. Yeah, Nightmares Interlude and Good Coffee, you can find everywhere, all streaming platforms under Zen Desire. I released these two records as a part of my album Evolution, which is a compilation of songs that I wrote over the course of 8 years.
Yeah.
Each song is from a different year, starting in 2016. Good Coffee is 2017, 2018, on up to 2024.
Yeah.
And it was really important for me to lay out the project like that because each one of those songs is actually from a different project, a different EP or a different album.
Yeah.
So when I go to release the rest of these projects, you're going to recognize these songs, but they will likely reappear in different ways, which is why I say jazz is the philosophy of what I do, because more than likely you will not hear these songs the same way twice.
Yeah.
Ever.
Absolutely.
When we perform them, when we interpret them with different musicians, when I play them solo accompanying myself,
mm-hmm.
it's always a little bit different. And that goes back to Amy Winehouse and why I love her so much. I never heard her do one of her songs mm-hmm. the same way twice, and
absolutely.
It was always very exciting. But the other two songs that we played today, What's Wrong With You and Chai Tea, are actually unreleased.
Ooh.
Yeah, so be on the lookout.
That's a Playing Changes exclusive for y'all. So you better pay up. Go.
Come on now.
Go donate.
Please support local artists.
Absolutely. But that was beautiful.
Thank you.
So lovely. And I had another question I was going to ask you and completely forgot it.
If it comes back to you, please feel free to ask. But I can talk a little bit about the show.
Yes, please. On
this Friday, July 24th at the Cove on Broad from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., I'm going to be accompanied by some phenomenal musicians. And I want to shout all of them out by name. I'm going to have Curtis Gray on the drums. I will have Aiden Mills on guitar, phenomenal jazz guitarist, mm-hmm. phenomenal jazz drummer,
yes.
Curtis. Reggie Owens II, he's gonna be playing bass.
Mm-hmm.
He's a multi-instrumentalist, and normally you'll catch him out playing drums, but I'm really excited to have him on bass because he's an incredible musician just all across the board.
Yeah.
And he always pulls out ideas that you might not think about. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have Kraylin. Forgive me, I don't know your last name, Kraylin, but appreciate you so much for playing keys on this. And once again, we're going to be doing arrangements of these songs that you heard today, interpreted with the full band. Hopefully I'll have some horn players come out and improvise. I love to incorporate everybody in the room as much as possible so that we can all be a part of the music in the moment. It's a lot of fun. So
absolutely.
Come out and get into it with us.
Jazz is about community, collaboration,
yeah.
being with your people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man,
yes.
that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
One love.
Friday, July 24th,
mm-hmm.
Cove on Broad,
mm-hmm.
8 to 11:30.
21 and up, guys.
Yes.
This is a bar. I will get a venue where I can have more of our under 21 friends and family join us. But for now, please come in. Bring your IDs.
Absolutely. But come out. Memphis has great talent. That is not a secret, you know. But
mm-hmm.
our jazz talent, we got to get
our jazz community
there.
Is a little bit of a secret.
It is a little bit of a secret. And
I didn't know we had jazz in Memphis until this year.
Yeah. And we have some of the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Come on out. Going to be some great collaboration. And you will most likely never hear any of the music played again the same way.
That's so. Right. It's going to be different next time, baby.
Absolutely.
So come catch it while you can.
Pull up.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Zen Desire, for coming out.
Thank you.
Go look up Zen Desire anywhere. Music, Instagram, all of that. What's your Instagram handle?
My handle across every platform is @Zen_desire.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was great.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. So we're going to jump in to one of my first picks. This is Charles Lloyd, Jai Ganja, off of his upcoming record, Sangam and Friends. Charles Lloyd, one of the greatest sax players from Memphis, graduated from Manassas, Memphis GOAT, really wild out there player. So enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was two great records by Terry Riley. The first one you heard is Anthem of the Trinity off of Shriek Hamel, where he blended his Indian rhythms, the tabla, the tambura, and the different Hindu chants from his time with Satchidananda and Alice Coltrane. And then that's more jazz focused. The second record we heard is Terry Riley and Kronos Quartet, a more classical offering, Mythic Birds Waltz Part 2. You've been listening to Playing Changes with DJ Shmuel on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. I hope y'all have a wonderful Sunday and week ahead. And thank you to Zen Desire for joining us today. Desire Davila Quintet, Friday, July 24th at the Cove from 8 to 11:30. Pull up. It's 21 and up, but it's going to be a great show. Some of the best jazz musicians from Memphis, local jazz musicians. But y'all come out. Cove, July 24th, 8 to 11:30. Thank y'all for listening. WYXR 91.7 FM. Bye.